Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rioters over the death of George Floyd wreaked havoc in Washington, D.C. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the nation's capital.
As the night fell, unfortunately, we saw fires, including a fire in the basement at the historic St. John's Church. Since then, we've seen the fire trucks finally be able to move down H Street and put out some of the blazes. We still do see people, stragglers, it's well past curfew, moving about the street. But I can tell you, at least from where we are standing, things are a lot more calm and a lot more peaceful than they were.
50 Secret Service agents were injured in the clashes with rioters Sunday night. The Associated Press is reporting more than 4,000 people have been arrested during the George Floyd protests over the last week.
A large group of people blocked the intersection at 21st and Arkansas in North Wichita last night. The gathering follows an earlier community demonstration in that same area, attendees telling Cake News it was a peaceful protest about unity. Crowds gathered at the police station at 21st and Hillside. And in downtown Wichita on Saturday, hundreds spending their afternoon rallying against police brutality in honor of Floyd, who died in police custody earlier in the week. The rallies started with a prayer, and the featured speakers from the community and local law enforcement followed, including Mayor Brandon Whipple.
I also need you to hold me accountable. If I ever lose my way, as some elected officials do, you got to make sure that you call me and make sure I get back on the right path.
Several hundred protesters rallied at the Kansas State House in Topeka to protest George Floyd's death in Minnesota.
Chants and T-shirts worn by participants Saturday recalled the 2017 case of a black man fatally shot by two white police officers in Topeka. Organizers promised a peaceful protest and opened with prayer. The racially diverse crowd included children and older adults and held signs with slogans such as, "I can't breathe" and "Stop lynching us." Floyd, who had been handcuffed, died while a white police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for several minutes. The Topeka event also remembered Dominique White's death in Topeka in September 2017. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two former Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office employees are under criminal investigation after items were discovered missing from the department's evidence locker.
$145,000 in cash, drugs, guns, and power tools were discovered missing. Some of the missing items are related to pending cases, and around 30 cases have already been dismissed. However, according to the district attorney, some of those cases may be able to be refiled. During a briefing, Sheriff Jeff Easter said this is one of the worst things that has happened during his time in office.
Other than losing Deputy Coonsey, this is probably the second worst thing that's ever happened in my career because it's under my leadership. So we will take the actions to correct it. We'll take actions to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Charges have not yet been filed against the former employees, but officials say the investigation is still ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Hundreds of people in Wichita flocked to bars and clubs on the first weekend they were open after Governor Laura Kelly and local officials lifted restrictions meant to check the spread of the novel coronavirus. The Wichita Eagle reported that by 11 p.m. Friday, bars in the Old Town District in downtown Wichita were packing in customers for a celebration after being closed for 2 months. Knots of people moved through the streets, hugging friends they met, and in some cases, turning cartwheels.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt tells KNSS News, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Laura Kelly has used state emergency statutes in ways that they've never been used before.
Telling people to stay in their houses and shut their businesses and not to gather in groups and not to go to church. And we've certainly never had 30-some emergency orders in a single, what is it now, 2.5 month period or whatever, right, however long it's been. So I really think the legislature needs to take a good hard look at those statutes and maybe rein them in so that we don't go down this path again.
Attorney General Schmidt was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That's heard Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Listening is easy. Find us on FM 98.7, AM 1330. And also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, the conditions are really nice out there. Traffic volumes picking up just a little bit, not too bad as of yet, though, and the gasoline prices in the Wichita area really didn't change much over the weekend. I did see one retailer jumping their prices back up to about $1.69 a gallon, but it's also very easy this morning still to find $1.64 a gallon gasoline. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast here on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A large area of high pressure across Kansas will continue to bring us temperatures running well above average for this time of year. Sunny and breezy, low 80s by noontime, windy and 88 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, our low 66. Sunny heating up on Tuesday with a high close to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour, 64 degrees. At KNSS with Steve and Ted here on this Monday, the first day of June, June 1. We had a sunny, warm day across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees. Normal high for the date is 81. On this date in 1980, Cable News Network made its debut. Pioneering concept. Let's just do news all the time, 24 hours a day. Because then they had to figure out how to fill up all that time, but CNN leading the way on this date in 1980. How many years ago is that? 40, Ted? Yeah, 40.
Yep.
40 years ago. Major League Baseball wants to ban mascots should the sport resume this season, but there is a blueprint MLB could follow that explains why mascots fit in barren ballparks. Mascots remained a staple of baseball games in Taiwan and South Korea. China's Baseball League barred spectators over concerns of spreading the new coronavirus in a crowded space, but the league decided it was safe to let in cheerleaders and costume mascots. MLB mascots kept busy during quarantine. Mr. Met cleaned windows. Wally the Green Monster recorded virtual messages for charity. Dave Raymond is a former Philly Fanatic mascot, now a mascot consultant. That'd be a heck of a job. He says every mascot is essential because of its ability to connect and distract with fun. There you go. How would you like to be a mascot consultant?
Well, there must be a market for it.
There must be. I mean, every team's got a mascot of some kind, it seems.
Better than others.
I guess you would say, does this logo look okay? Does this, I don't know.
No, I think he handles the people in the costume.
Oh, there's a person inside there? Okay. Yeah. Well, that would be quite a job. What do you tell him? You got to dance more. Yosemite National Park in California has been closed to the public for nearly 3 months, and a few dozen lucky kids have kept it mostly to themselves. They are student journalists who put out the Yosemite Valley School newspaper. Their parents are Yosemite's essential staff
who live in a residential area of the park and are watching over it while it's closed. And the pandemic hasn't stopped the presses on the school year's last edition of the Yosemite Eye. The publication has charmed its community and has a circulation of 5,000 in a park. That's not bad.
In a closed park.
And the kids are turning it out. I like that idea.
It's like a newsletter.
Yeah. 6:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, this is quite a weekend we just concluded. Some things were new, things were going on. People were getting out and moving around. A lot of people in my that I saw were walking. A few bicycling, but a lot of walkers out there. And it seemed like, again, they've been shut up all this time. They want to get out and move around. People seem to behave healthily outdoors. How about you, Ted? You see any walkers and riders and what's not in your neighborhood?
Pretty much. It's kind of the way it's been the last few weeks.
Yeah. It got warm yesterday.
Whew. Yeah, and it's going to be in the 90s pretty much all week.
That's going to be warm.
Here comes summer.
Mm. Shelly and I worked in the yard Saturday. She worked on her flowers, and I mowed and trimmed the grass.
I mowed yesterday.
Yeah. Got it all looking good, right?
Yeah, I wish it could look this way going forward.
Okay.
Well, a week from now, it'll be shaggy again.
That's right. You got to do it every week or so. It's one thing that I also noticed this in Riverside. A lot of people were planting flowers and doing things like that. I guess this is the first week they really got about to it. We went to Lowe's yesterday afternoon. Shelly wanted to buy some tomato cages. She's going to try tomatoes again this year. Hasn't had much luck ever with them. She's going to try one more time this year. She's got five plants. She's got five tomato cages. I tell you what, it was busy at Lowe's.
Been busy at Lowe's the whole time during the pandemic.
Has it? I hadn't been out there. I saw it. We ran into some friends of ours at the Lowe's store and had a nice conversation with them. And Mike told me that Mike Todd told me that he'd been there last week and they couldn't even get in the parking lot up at the Northwest Lowe's. Couldn't even get in the parking lot. There were so many people out there. And I did notice negotiating 21st and Mays, that shopping center around there. You know how there's little street lights that let you get in and out of the parking lot? I sat through two cycles because there was traffic.
There's so much traffic, right.
You couldn't get out of there.
Yep.
I finally gave up and went down to another entrance and got out that way. But, it was a madhouse yesterday up around there. So I guess what I'm saying is, how long will this recession last? I don't know, but it looks to me like people are out buying stuff. Some stuff. Not everything, but they're buying something. And people are going back to work. At least that's what I'm seeing.
Well, you were talking about how you noticed earlier that Ace Hardware that you went to was doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Notice that the home improvement and hardware places are doing fairly well because people are kind of trapped inside their houses and doing.
They probably didn't notice they need some paint in there.
Yeah, they were doing all sorts of things that they needed. Yeah.
All right, it's coming up on 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Monday morning here. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And moving the calendar from May to June means that some schools are welcoming college athletes back to campus today, at least for workouts.
The NCAA's Division I Council ending a moratorium today that allows for football and men's and women's basketball players to engage in voluntary workouts. The NCAA last week providing COVID-19 guidelines based on federal and local guidance to better prepare schools for new procedures for the new normal. The Division I Council not mandating each conference for when all athletes may be allowed to return to campus, allowing commissioners and school chancellors to make those decisions accordingly. The SEC, for one, will allow all student athletes back to campus for voluntary workouts a week from today. Meantime, organized practices remain prohibited until July 31st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Of course, we haven't had students on any campus since mid-March.
Right.
It's been 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Students have been allowed back on campus. NASCAR racing yesterday. Our latest NASCAR race was at the short track in Bristol, Tennessee for short track race of the year. A place that seats 140,000 people, completely empty. Winner was Brad Keselowski, and it was a good day for Kansas native Clint Bowyer, who finished runner-up, his highest finish in a year. He started 23rd and finished in second place, his second top five finish of the season, and he moves up a couple of spots. Bowyer now in 12th place in the overall standings after the race yesterday in Bristol, Tennessee. Major League Baseball is still trying to figure things out, get its season started. It's been an offer by the owners and then rejected, and then an offer by the players and then rejected. So the back and forth continues. Here's Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
MLB is going to reject this proposal. Right. It's just an inevitability, like it was inevitable that the players rejected MLB's proposal on Tuesday that included the pretty drastic pay cuts for players up and down. But the issue is going to be on the owner side. Now, there is a group of owners. It's a small group at this point, but there's a group that has been fairly vocal about there not being a 2020 season and what the benefits would be to that. And the question is this proposal going to give them more ammunition, perhaps, going forward and being able to bring some others onto their side? Or are they going to see this from the players as an olive branch saying, hey, let's find somewhere to meet in the middle? We've got a pandemic going on right now. We've got a crisis going on across the country where cities are burning. And are we really going to be the ones who can't come to a deal right now? It's just more for baseball to consider than it has already. And if it wants to be the first professional sport in America to come back, then this week is going to be absolutely seminal.
Yeah, we'll see if baseball makes this week important or if it's just more back and forth. Speaking of baseball, we're going to go back to a pretty cool time in Wichita baseball history. Wichita State baseball team, of course, 31 years ago, basically this week, went up to Omaha and won the national championship at the 1989 College World Series. And we are going to bring you all five Wichita State wins at the College World Series that year leading up to the national championship victory every night this week at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pretty good stuff. Of course, the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, had all these games on cassette tape. And our program director, Tony Dusing, has spent the last few weeks getting them on a digital format so that we can put them on the air again. They haven't aired since 31 years ago.
Should be a lot of fun.
June of 89.
Yeah.
So tonight we bring you the opening game for the Shockers at the College World Series in 89 when the Shockers taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks, Wichita's own Greg Brummett, the starting pitcher for the Shockers. So make sure you're listening to that at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be the start of our week-long Shocker broadcast over at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH. Make sure you're listening to that tonight. Should be a fun tune-in right after the drive with Bob and Jeff Lutz over on KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it up for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Time to take up running. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.